This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On Tuesdays, we get our macro look from Julie Niemann, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, to talk about something that sounds a little less like an economic briefing and more like Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Hello, Julie.
Morning, David.
So one of America's top central bankers is a fellow by the name of Richard Fisher.
He's the head of the Federal Reserve in Dallas and a noted inflation hawk.
Okay, so market players parse his words for nuance on future monetary policy. So what did he call some investors yesterday? Feral pigs?
Well, he's been very consistent on this. He's concerned that we can't have quantitative easing going on forever. And he says the bond vigilantes, in true piggy fashion, will find a weakness in the market and go after it. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. They're looking for weaknesses in the economy and the financial structure, and that's why they're chasing interest rates up.
Fisher was full of them. His other line about quantitative easing using bonds to stimulate, quote, I don't want to go from wild turkey to cold turkey overnight.
Probably the biggest thing he's saying right now is stop whining. There's not going to be any more free money. He's not going to take everything, all the quantitative easing, away from the markets instantly, but he is serving coffee. We don't have any inflation right now because banks are not pouring all that free Fed money into the loans. They're true piggy fashion thwarting the Fed and holding on to it. They're investing in treasuries, and they're earning on their free money at no risk. Fisher, though, really fears inflation and asset bubbles, like housing bubble, real estate bubble, the investment bubble, emerging markets, junk bonds. He says there is a good, strong hint of inflation in these asset prices.
Julie Niemann, Smith Moore & Company, thank you so much.
You bet.
And why even think of inflation? Well, there's news today that durable goods orders went up more than expected, 3.6%. That's longer-lasting stuff like sofa love seat combinations or airplanes. And looking at 20 big U.S. cities, single-family home prices also beat expectations, rising 1.7% in April, according to S&P Case Shiller. Prices are up 12% in a year.